This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News report from BBC Learning English.
In the 1970s, many experimental schools appeared all over Britain. Lessons were not compulsory in these schools, and there were no timetables, no rules, and no uniforms. The pupils, not the teachers, made the decisions. These free schools had a reputation for being anarchic. Maureen Breen started attending a free school in Liverpool in 1971. We used to go in and the teachers would say, "What do you want to do today?" We'd never pick lessons. We used to go to the zoo or the pictures, she says. While she was a pupil at the Scotland Road Free School, Maureen cannot remember doing any lessons at all. Her teachers tried to persuade her to take some exams, but she refused. Instead, she enjoyed cooking, and she used to make huge pans of soup for the other children. So when she was 16, she left school and worked as a caterer. However, she had no qualifications, no exam results, none of the pieces of paper which help people to get better jobs. So she went back to college to study for exams in maths and English. Today, Maureen has a more conventional life. She is married with three children and lives in a neat house in Liverpool. She works as a secretary for the National Health Service. None of the Scotland Road kids became millionaires. However, many ex-pupils say they learned important life skills while at the school.
News report from the BBC.